made us. If you notice in the first book of the Bible, it mentions he made all creation, and then he found it was good. And then he said, but I'm going to create man to be something different. He's to be my image and likeness. In other words, we have the qualities of God. Now, what is God? God is an all-knowing, all-loving, all-forgiving spirit person. And so at our conception, when Christ gave us our spirit person, we became eternal. Our spirit person cannot die. And just like when we die, when we talk about our death, what is taking place there is our spirit person who gives life to our body leaves it. And so we're not dead, our body is. But our person is very much alive, only it's not living in our body anymore, it's living in God's world. And one thing we should remember, when those we love leave us, they're not separated from us. Because, see, a spirit person can, of itself, live in many places. And so when we die, we go to God's judgment and either go to heaven or hell. But our spirit person can still be in more than one place at a time. And so many people feel this experience after they've lost someone they love, is they can feel their presence because it's there. A spirit person can do that. And so what this is also bringing out to us is we have to strive to live as a spirit person, which means, as Christ told us, the two greatest things we do is to love God and love our neighbor. The second greatest thing to do is to forgive our neighbor. And this is what today's gospel is all about, is how to forgive. In other words, he says, if somebody strikes you on one cheek, you forgive them. Well, then you're turning the other cheek. Because if you forgive them, you're not stopping them from giving you another hit. And he's just showing us, we should, because we are a person who is striving to become a loving person, then we have to always strive to give back love when we receive evil. Not an easy thing to do, but that's what we've been made to do. That's why we are capable of taking in part of God's life and be happy with him forever. Because that's what we can become. Now, also, God is an all-forgiving person. And that's a reminder to us, that's how we can, first of all, love others, is first of all, by forgiving them. And then the second thing is to remind ourselves that they were destined, for God wants them to be in heaven. And so he's saying is, don't treat them bad, then you're driving away from God. Now, to treat them with love means that we have to sacrifice. But we have to remember that sacrifice is not only going to help us to be better, but it's gaining grace for other people so that they will change. And so if we keep striving to love people, when we get up to heaven, we're going to find out that we'll find a number of people that will come to us and say, I'm in heaven because of the way you treated me. I changed with God's grace. And so anytime you feel that it's better to give them a dose of their own medicine, is we're wrong. We're given a chance to help not only that person, but other sinners to get back to God. Because we are now a spirit person like God, our love creates a lot of goodness. We may not see it, but it does. And so if we want other people to say to us in heaven, you helped me get there by what you did, is realize then the sacrifice you're making really pays off to helping other people spend an eternity with God is away from God. And so this is what Christ is just trying to help us to remember, is we really never understand totally how much being loving to others, how much an impact that can have in the world. It will always help people get to heaven. And that's what Christ told us. He says, if you're going to be like me, you work to get people to heaven. And this is what we have to remind ourselves. So anytime we begin to feel sorry for ourselves because of all the hardships we have, it's realizing we're doing this to help others. Because this is a way you help yourself also. But we have to remember, being a follower of Christ, of really striving to love and forgive, not only does wonders for us, but it drives evil out of the lives of others and helps them get to heaven. I believe God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, all things visible and invisible.